There are a lot of amusing stories concerning Halsey, aren't there? He had a knack of getting himself into the doggondest scrapes at the doggondest times, and it always seemed to come out humorous, didn't it, Charlie?
Yes, it did. Well, you know, we had a lot of fun with him at the party that we had here for him, a testimonial. When was it? 58 or 59 or something like that, when Bill Veeck and all the top people in sports came here and to honor him, you know. And he told me before that dinner, he says, I've never been so nervous in my life. He says, what'll I say? I said, well, just get up and say thank you and sit down. And, of course, that wasn't enough for Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a great occasion. He really got a great kick out of that testimonial.
You know, Charlie, now you and I and Bill are sitting here talking on the phone as we are. When I think back, if anybody can go to Halsey's wake or funeral and not laugh, and I mean, or at least smile, there'd be something wrong, because humor was everything about Halsey Hall.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing.
Blood was just full of humorous incidents.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, Raul. When L.D. Rimper died,
yeah,
they had his funeral. They asked Halsey Hall to participate as a commentator on there.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most unusual funerals that I've ever attended, because of the way Halsey handled it. Carrying on in a way that give people who were there a chuckle or a laugh like L.D. wanted.
That's
and,
right.
And so forth. And it was really unusual, Halsey telling the stories about L.D. and all the experience they had in spring training, because L.D. used to go down with the Millers with Halsey and the rest of them. And it really was quite an occasion. I'll never forget it. I was shocked when I heard the night before that Halsey was going to preach the sermon. But it wasn't a sermon.
Yeah, Charlie, I tell you, of all the people, and you're up there in Minneapolis now, you're close at hand. You can recite this stuff. If anybody starts to give a sad, sorrowful recital at Halsey's wake, he's liable to jump up and say, what the heck is the matter with you?
That's right. He certainly would.
You, of all the people up there, I think you could tell more of those stories. And nobody would be offended by it, I'm sure, no matter what their religious beliefs happened.
No, that's right, because they all knew Halsey, and I think that's the way they'd want it.
So do I.
They would, too.
Yep, that's wonderful. I hate to hear this story down here, but, of course, the time had to come. It'll come for all of us.
Yeah.
As we all know, but doggone. Now, tell me about Sula.
Well, as I understand it, and I'm not positive, the last I heard, she was in a rest home.
Well, I heard that. Halsey told me that before I left to come down here. I saw him bumped into him on the street a couple of days before, right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And he said Sula was in a rest home, but he kind of led me to believe that she was going to be in a rest home for a while.
Well, I got
she
that
She still is, fellas. She still is in a rest home, and the family is gathering with her this afternoon to pass on the sad news. I might want to say right at this point that this is Bill Deal. This is WCCO Radio. The sad news this afternoon, Halsey Hall passed away at the age of 79. We're visiting with Raleigh Johnson. Raleigh, where are you right now?
I'm in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
And we're visiting with Charlie Johnson. And Charlie, you're in Minneapolis?
Yeah, until next Friday.
And then where are you going next Friday?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Well, we certainly wish you a bon voyage. And Paul Giel, where are you right now?
Well, I'm just checking in now. I'm very saddened to hear about this, Bill, from Pasadena.
Pasadena.
California, where a couple days from now, Michigan and Washington will play in the Rose Bowl.
Raleigh and Charlie are on the line with us, Paul, and certainly, you're just as saddened as all of us are, this news about Halsey, and I suppose you have a wealth of Halsey Hall stories and memories, too, don't you, Paul?
Well, yes, I do, and I know how Raleigh and Charlie must feel. Halsey always made me feel like I was somebody special. I guess he made most people feel that way, and I think as far as the highlights of my career in athletics, I know being in the old Memorial Stadium press box with Bernie Bierman, the late Bernie Bierman, in Halsey Hall, working Gopher football, that was a great thrill. I often thought, what right does a guy from Winona, Minnesota, who always loved the Gophers, does he have to be in the same booth with people like Halsey Hall and Bernie Bierman? And you know, Bill, something I'll never forget. A few years back, I think maybe Cal Stahl's second year as head football coach at Minnesota, things were a little bit tough, and We were coming up against a rough opponent. It doesn't really matter who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But Halsey Hall wrote a letter to the couple of captains on the team. And in the body of the letter, which was so meaningful about kind of giving it your best and then let the chips fall where they may, he used a verse that I'll never forget, and it stands me in such good stead in troubled times like hearing about the death of Halsey Hall.
Can you recall it for us, Paul?
It went something like this. It said, I walked a mile with gladness. She chatted all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sadness, and there are words said she, but oh, the things I learned that day when sadness walked with me. And that's all it is, but you think about it, and that's kind of what life is all about.
Raleigh, Paul Giel mentions that that Halsey made him feel special. He had that knack with everybody, didn't he? He had a natural warmth, and everybody just felt that even upon meeting him for the first time, they had known Halsey Hall for a long time.
Exactly so, Bill. I didn't know you had Paul on the line up there. You might pass along the word to Paul. My line's going kind of haywire down here, and I'm not hearing well. I hope I'm coming through all right.
You're coming through fine. You hear him, don't you, Paul?
Well, Raleigh always comes through loud and clear to me.
Well, my line on this end, what I wanted you to tell Paul, pass along the word.
Well, he's hearing you right now.
Oh, good. All right, Paul. All the guys, this has nothing to do with Halsey Hall, but it does with Paul Giel. The University Williams Fund golf tournament is coming just great down here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Waldo Hardell and Frank Pond and Dr. Beiswanger and all the leading lights here are going to get in there and pitch good, and you tell Tom Barron that they're going to have a nice deal when they get here.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's sneaking in a commercial, Bill.
No, that's all right. You sneak away. It's been just a treat.
That's the way Halsey would do it.
That's right.
Charlie, how are you?
Very good, Paul. Nice to hear from you.
You know, Bill, these two gentlemen are very favorites of mine, and have been awfully good to Paul Giel and the University of Minnesota, and all due respect to the pros in our backyard. I think they've had always a very fondness for the University of Minnesota, and it was Charlie Johnson that contacted me when I was a junior in college on a train going to Wisconsin and said, you have a chance to go pro baseball right now. The Yankees are after you and the White Sox.
Okay.
But personally, I'm just going to give you a little advice, and I hope you accept it. I think you kind of owe it to Paul Giel and the University of Minnesota and your teammates to stick around your senior year.
And that's right. I'll never forget it.
I did, and I've never regretted it.
Well, you're all big league people, Charlie Johnson, Raleigh Johnson, Paul Giel, and we've lost one of the biggest of the big leaguers, Halsey Hall. The beautiful part of it was that Halsey was active right to the end. We don't know the cause of death at this point, but he certainly was active, and his mind was clear and alert right up to the very end. He was an inspiration.
Yes, he was.
Say, Bill.
Yes.
Could I ask a favor of you?
Surely.
If you've got this recorded, I'm sure, will you save me a tape?
I don't think you even have to ask twice. Without asking.
This is something that I would like, just to hear the people you've got on here and yourself, and I would love to have this for my girl graduate book.
Yeah. I would too, Bill. I'd love to have one too.
Well, I know I speak on behalf of Phil Lewis and Clay Kaufman and Bi Napier and Jerry Miller's at the controls and the whole gang here at CCO Radio, and that'll be our pleasure, you bet.
Hello to all those guys for me, Bill.
Well, you bet. I wish it was under different circumstances, though, Raleigh and Charlie and Paul. I wish that we were chatting about something else.
Right.
Other than the passing of a dear friend.
I think, Bill, the memory of Halsey Hall will never die. You know something, I remember when he... I can't remember quite which birthday. I heard you mention a minute ago that he was 79 when he passed away today.
Yes.
But I remember somebody telling me how thrilled he was when Major League Baseball came to the Twin Cities, because in all due respect to his love for football, I think baseball was his number one. Would you agree, Raleigh and Charlie?
Oh, definitely. Baseball was number one with him. Football wasn't far behind, especially the Gophers.
That's right, but he really loved baseball. I remember what he said when he had an opportunity to do the color on Minnesota Twins baseball. He said, what a wonderful thing for a man at age 65 to be able to start a second career in his first love.
That's right.
I know how much the Twins meant to him. And I'll tell you, one of my great thrills is about 2 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Ed Edstrom. He happens to be, Bill, the father of Steve Edstrom.
Steve Edstrom, yes.
In my hometown of Winona, Minnesota, started a Williams Fund golf outing in my honor. And last year they asked me, do you think you could get Halsey Hall, because this is a great baseball town,
mm-hmm.
from using the old Southern Mini. Could you get Halsey to the MC?
Yeah.
And Halsey jumped at the opportunity, and we drove down to Winona. He met my mother. My mother met him. She was just thrilled. And I thought, you know, what a great thrill to spend a couple of hours in the car going and coming from Winona with Halsey Hall. And what did he just had those people standing on their heads and really made the Winona event such a success.
Bill?
Yes, indeed.
Are you there?
Yes.
You know, another guy who was a great friend and a great benefactor, too, for Halsey was Hal Greenwood at Midwest Federal.
Yes.
Hal just loved him.
That's right.
And as you know, he found employment for him even when Halsey was no longer doing play-by-play.
He made him the goodwill ambassador.
Yes, he did. And that was a great thing, which I don't know if anybody's called Hal, but I imagine you will.
Oh, yes. The last time I was with Halsey was last Flag Day, last summer, and we were awarding some flags out at the stadium on behalf of the Fly the Flag Crusade,
yeah.
And Halsey was there, and somebody had to lead the crowd in the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Uh-huh.
And Halsey said they wanted Halsey to do it, and Halsey said, it'd be my honor. And then he was just going up the steps, and I think he said to Jack Polson, who's the and head of the Fly the Flag Crusade, he said, you know, he said, I'll get the middle of that thing. And he says, even though I've been saying it for, well, never mind how many years, and he'd never say, you know. He said, I'll forget. He said, you better do it. And you just loved him. It was part of the Halsey Hall lore.
And he got another giggle.
Yep. You know, I was sitting here, and I was listening to Paul and Raleigh and you, Charlie, and I know now what they mean by the phrase tears and laughter. You're chuckling one minute, and you're wiping off your eyes the next. It's
right.
I wish that we could all leave such a legacy of tears and laughter behind us.
That's right.
God bless you all for being with us here, and by Napier, we'll be in touch with all of you, and your wish about a tape certainly will be fulfilled. And Raleigh, just wonderful visiting with you. Remember, we used to see each other around town all the time.
You betcha I do, especially over in St. Paul when you were with the paper yet.
That's right. Well, I'm still there, unless you've heard something in the last half hour. Well, I'm still there.
Oh, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
I shouldn't say that, but I should say that I don't get it out here.
Well, I'll get you a subscription.
I wish you would.
Okay.
All right.
Charlie, boy, this brings back memories reading your column in the paper, and... before you fellas leave now, I want to get somebody else on the line here with us who has many, many, many Halsey Hall memories. And so, Raleigh, don't you dare hang up. And Charlie Johnson, don't you leave us. And Paul Giel, because here is Cal Griffith. And Cal, how are you?
Fantastic, except what I heard today about Halsey.
Yeah, I was just recalling, Cal, and I was with you. Remember the last Flag Day when we had that little ceremony out there at the park?
That's correct.
And Halsey was part there with Jack Paulson and his wife, and you and I were there, and... these are the wonderful memories. Halsey quipping, telling little jokes all the way through the whole evening. And what are some of you? Have you got an outstanding memory, Cal, of Halsey?
Well, to me, Halsey was so unusual. If you would have to take a tape recorder and to keep up with him, he was so keen. His mind was so keen. He would come up with poetry that you never even dreamt about. The jokes would never be repeated. He would have a personality that very few people, if anybody in the world, ever had a personality like a Halsey Hall. To me, he's one of the greatest human beings I've ever met.
And I know that seconding that sentiment would be Dr. Zebarth. EZ, are you there?
Yes, Bill, I am, and I do have a memory of Halsey which fits in with what you were just saying. I think, Bill, it isn't shared by his colleagues in the sports world. It is, I think, a mistake to assume that with his vast experience and wealth of knowledge about sports, that those were his only interests. You may remember that some years ago on WCCO Radio, I began a program called Mind Over Microphone, which was similar to Information Please.
I remember that.
Well, among the regular panel were a university dean, a very learned man, Bob DeHaven, who is a kind of expert on everything, and a couple of others. But so many questions about the history of sports came in that I thought we should try Halsey, maybe once a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
No one could do better than he in that area. But to my complete surprise, I should have known better. That was only part of his contribution. He would answer questions about history, philosophy, art, and music. humor, of course, as well as some of the distinguished intellectuals we brought to the microphone, and so he became a regular on the panel. Of course, as you were saying, his wonderful sense of humor and his irreverent wit made him a hit, and his wide-ranging reading habits contributed just enormously. I think if I have 10 seconds more...
Oh, you've got more than that, Easy. Go right ahead.
Okay, fine. I have one other memory I should share. For many, many years, my own international news analysis program followed Cedric Adams and just preceded Halsey on sports.
How well I remember. That was 10:15, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Well, the ratings were pretty good, not good enough to be nutrients for the ego, but they were pretty good. And it was only when my wife said, "How could you possibly lose coming as you do between those two great broadcasters?" that I realized I couldn't take much credit for those ratings.
Oh, I don't know about that. I remember them vividly, and I remember that was during the war period, wasn't it, Doctor?
That's right, and just following the war.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take more of your time because...
No, listen, we've got a wonderful little panel going here and sharing these wonderfully warm memories of a wonderful and warm man who is no longer with us. In case you've just joined us, Halsey Hall passed away this afternoon at his St. Louis Park home. He was 79 years old. And, Paul Giel, where are you again?
Well, I'm in Pasadena.
And Raleigh...
For the Rose Bowl activities. I say hello to Easy.
Hello, Paul.
You know, Bill, something that came to mind that I'll never forget because I was with WCCO for 8 years, and I think it was the first 5 or 6 that I kept thinking every day that Larry Haig or Phil Lewis would tap me on the shoulders and say, "Forget it, kid. We've given you a fair shake, and now you haven't made it." But I've always had so much respect for the people like Raleigh Johnson, who could ad-lib so well, had that professionalism, and Halsey Hall. I'll never forget one time, speaking of Halsey, we were at Purdue to do a Gopher football game. And as a matter of fact, I think it was by Napier that got caught in traffic and didn't get to the game for the start of the pregame show in time.
Oh, I see.
Did all the commercials and so forth. What the heck, you're public service, but you're also commercial.
Right.
You didn't want to lose that pregame show.
Yeah.
And the dollars that the sponsors are going to give you. So old Halsey's sitting up there, and I'm nervous as all get out. How are we going to do this? We don't have the spots. We don't have the commercials. Halsey just kind of was chomping on a sandwich, and he sort of pushed it off to the side of his mouth. And he says, "Well, don't we have this car dealer, and don't we have that savings and loan? How much money do they want people to deposit? How many cars do they want them to sell? And let's go." You know, he's going to wing it. He's going to ad-lib it.
Yeah.
He was just an old pro. And I couldn't get over that. I thought, geez, if that was me, I would... I'd take the olive, as they say.
Well, I'll tell you, Cal and Easy and Raleigh and Charlie and... Paul Giel, for years, and I think Paul will remember this with his 8 years or so up here at CCO Radio, for years there was a little doodle, a little scrawl that hung on. Remember that, Paul?
Sure do remember
it. Was framed.
That's right.
And I don't know where it is now, but it was a framed little scrawl, and there was a rain delay at one of the games, the Twins games, wasn't it, Paul?
Sure, it came off a wire copy.
Yeah.
He took a piece of scratch paper, and he would put together a 5 or 10 minute interview.
Nothing.
And he just had little scribblings, and then one little thing would trigger his mind, and then he'd ask this question, and then he'd go on to this, and it was the world's worst conglomeration of scribbling you've ever seen.
Nobody else could read it.
That was a 10 minute classic show.
And there was an annotation or a notation at the bottom of it. It said, "Notes for Halsey Hall, 35-minute rain-out, rain delay fill."
That's right.
WCCO, and they gave the date. And it looked as if a chicken with dirty feet had walked across this piece of paper.
It certainly did. Bill, after we saw Halsey at the WCCO Christmas dinner, looking and sounding so well and being so cheerful and so outgoing as he always was and so enormously warm and compassionate and encompassing, when I came into the studio a day or two later, I asked either by Napier or Clay Kaufman about that doodle, and I think it was Clay who said he would try to find it for us. I hope he can.
Well, it should be found, and it should be reproduced. It's a classic. I hope that it's around here somewhere in their files or in their archives. That one was too good to lose. Cal, Halsey just loved baseball. Did he often get together with you and rejoice in the triumphs of the Twins or commiserate with you when they'd lose a game?
Well, I tell you, too, every time I need a little cheering up, I used to get up around with Halsey, and we would talk about the present day and the old-time ball players, and, of course, he and Charlie Johnson would be up there in the press box, and our club would be doing something awful, and I'd sit down with both of them, and they would certainly cheer me up and hoping that the future, and they were very positive thinkers, and they knew baseball, and that's the reason why it was such a great pleasure to sit down with Halsey and Charlie Johnson up there in the press box and talk baseball.
You know, Cal, the boys here were talking a little earlier about at the funeral, and they said it with all reverence. If somebody doesn't tell a Halsey Hall story so that folks are chuckling through their tears, it'll be the Halsey himself would be upset. And I'm just thinking ahead here. I just can't imagine. They're going to have a mob scene. I don't think we've seen the likes of it here in years. Halsey's army of friends. I suppose that the teams would be there in force. I can't imagine anybody who wouldn't be at that service.
Well, I tell you, I don't think there's going to be a funeral parlor in this area big enough to handle the fans. I think they better have it at the Metropolitan Stadium.
You know, I think Halsey would like that.
I'll take the blame for that, Bill.
That's the truth.
This is Raleigh Johnson. I said is if somebody didn't tell something humorous at his funeral, he'd probably sit up in the casket and say, what the hell's going on here?
And he'd do it, too. He would. He would. He was that kind of fella.
Sure he would.
I can remember on Saturdays, I used to do a post-game football show, and then he'd come in with some scores and a wrap-up. How he loved those Gophers, too, those football Gophers. And he'd come in here, remember, Paul, with the onion and the pop bottle full of water.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be an onion and a little swig of water, and the way he'd go. He was all set then for his baseball broadcast. And somebody said here earlier that poor Herb Carneal, he had put up with those onions, that aroma.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple of people right there that just certainly loved Halsey Hall, Herb Carneal and Ray Scott.
Absolutely.
They just thought the world of him, and really, on all the road trips and so forth, you know, Halsey hated to fly. They really took care of Halsey because they treated him just like a father, and I'm sure that he taught them so much about the field of broadcasting and communicating with people, that one-on-one concept that they tried to teach me at CCO. Halsey always had it.
Yes, who was that?
This is Easy.
Yes, Easy.
Has anyone mentioned Halsey's reverence for, love for, and affection for his own family?
Let's get into that for a moment, shall we, Doctor?
His daughter acted for a time when I was at CBS and WCCO, acted as my secretary, and Halsey would always treat her not only as if she were his own age, but as if they were peers in the very best sense. And he would sometimes say afterward, I like everybody in the world, but I love and respect my family. And one could hardly help but take some kind of satisfaction from seeing this compassion, this affection, these interrelationships at work.
I think that on that note, we probably should adjourn our little meeting this afternoon here. Fellows, I don't think anybody could say anything that could top what Dr. Zebarth has just said, particularly at this time of year. These have been warm and wonderful memories. Paul Giel, we thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and all of us, our hearts are heavy, and yet at the same time, we do have these wonderful memories of Halsey Hall. Cal, thank you. Charlie, good luck to you now.
Thank you very much.
Raleigh, we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, Bill.
And Easy, you're there, and some of the boys wanted a tape of this, and we're going to see that you're included in that.
Well, that's very nice of you, and it was good to join with old friends and former colleagues in discussing one of the most wonderfully original and warm men I've ever known.
That's true, that word original. He was one of a kind, wasn't he, Doctor?
He sure was.
Absolutely.
Well, you said it best for us, Easy.
Thanks. Well, it was nice to join you and nice to hear from all of you. All of them are old friends.
All right. So we'll say farewell right now, and there may be some reunions as a result of this, sad reunions, but
good.
This afternoon it's been a warm afternoon on a sad afternoon to sit here and share with you these wonderful memories of a wonderful man.
Thanks
Thank you.
Thanks for calling me, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now, Bill.
So long, Paul. Goodbye to you all. This past hour or so, we've been visiting with good friends and old friends of Halsey Hall. We had on our line Cal Griffith, Easy W. Dr. E.W. Zebarth, Easy, we call him. Raleigh Johnson, Charlie Johnson. Did I say Paul Giel? And again, that word that Halsey Hall died this afternoon at the age of 79 at a St. Louis Park home. Radio broadcast people have a way of becoming a part of our families, don't they? They come into our homes, our bedrooms. They bring us news, sometimes cheerful news, sometimes sad news, sometimes just news of interest. As we said earlier during our visit here with these wonderful gentlemen, that rich, rolling laugh of Halsey Hall, that unique voice, it was his. One of the fellows we were just talking with was a Dr. Zebarth said he was an original. He truly was. He was his own man. And always had time for a hello or to voice concern about something, about your career, not his. Talk to you about, well, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. And that warmth, that friendliness, that concern, that interest in you spilled right out of that loudspeaker, whether it was in your car, or in your living room, your breakfast room, in the bathroom, wherever you were listening to Halsey Hall. And as has been noted, Hal Greenwood, making him the goodwill ambassador for the Minnesota Twins in recent years when it became increasingly difficult for Halse to be as active as he was earlier. And what a fantastic career. What fantastic memories we had here this afternoon. Charlie Johnson recalling how Halsey Hall showed up in a Navy uniform looking for a job on a newspaper and didn't change that suit until I better give a station break here. This is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Didn't change that suit until he had received his first paycheck. And young people listening today can't begin to appreciate the value of a dollar back in those days. Charlie Johnson saying that the St. Paul Pioneer Press offered Halsey $5 a week more. And Halsey was so excited said to Charlie, should I go to the St. Paul Pioneer Press? Charlie Johnson saying, well, I can't get that added $5 for you here, so you better go. And people listening to that must have thought, especially the younger people, what do they mean, $5? They must mean $50 or $500 a week. That's the way we talk these days. No, that's the way it was then, $5 a week. And so Halsey was truly a Twin Cityan, a Minnesotan, a CCO lander all the way. As soon as details of any special services, the burial is worked out, any of those details, of course, you'll hear them here on WCCO Radio. And you just got it, Hugh Strawn. All right, let me just pass this along to you, and then we'll do a little news. This is just from our WCCO Radio News Bureau. The family says that there will be no public service for Halsey Hall at the request of Halsey himself. There will be a private memorial service, and Halsey has also requested that his body be cremated. The arrangements are being handled by Wernis Brothers. And I'm just wondering. I think this is one time that his friends and admirers may go against the wishes of Halsey Hall. I think that, well, there will be no personal service for Halsey Hall. I think that there may be some great service or some great outpouring of public love and appreciation and remembrance for Halsey Hall. They might just ignore him this one time. And it's interesting to me. Maybe we should call that Metropolitan Stadium, if they build a new one, maybe it should be just the HH Stadium for two outstanding men, Hubert Humphrey and Halsey Hall. Maybe we could just make it the HH Stadium have it do double duty. But to repeat, the family says there will be no public service for Halsey Hall. At the request of Halsey himself, there will be a private memorial service. Halsey has requested that his body be cremated, and arrangements are being handled by Wernis Brothers. The time now is 6 minutes after 4 o'clock, and so we'll go on with other news to recap in case you've just joined us, and I know that many of you probably have. Halsey Hall, the veteran sportscaster, dead today at the age of 79.